Hello, Husker fans. Welcome to episode 271 of the Husker Football Fan Podcast. I'm Mike Harvat.
And I'm Justin Swanson.
Spring practice is upon us. In today's episode, we check in with each other and discuss the latest happenings in Husker Nation.
You can find us on the web at huskerpod.com or by searching Husker Football Fan Podcast on Facebook. And also connect with us on Twitter by following at huskerpod or email us at huskerpod@gmail.com. And guess what? They're back. This episode is brought to you by Central Nebraska Buffalo. Check out their website for their latest deals. That's cnbuffalo.com.
Also brought to you by Monty Rohde with Pinnacle Realty in Lincoln. Looking to buy or sell a home in Lincoln or know somebody who is? Reach out to Monty at 402-770-3356.
It's good to have Monty and Kendra back on board.
Yeah. It's not like they were ever, like, not on board, but... You know, new season, you gotta make it official. Do your thing. Yeah, right.
So, you know, I haven't done the math on how long they've both been with us, but those are two long-term relationships, long-term sponsorships.
Right. Here we are several years later.
Yeah, still rolling.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Also still rolling is the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Oh, my gosh.
Terrible transition, but...
Let's just dive right in, Justin.
Let's get right to it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I feel like we are not a weekly podcast, and...
Well, in the spring.
Yeah, in the spring. Most of the year, we're not a weekly podcast, so it's kind of interesting to touch base after, what was it a month ago that
it's
we did our last episode?
Yeah.
I mean, so you can't... It's not really... We can't go blow by blow on all the stuff that's happened, because that would be a lot of work and research.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I personally, I'm always fascinated by stories. That's what captivates me. Mm-hmm. And as I, you know, there's friends in my life who don't care about football, and I try to get them on the story angle, you know, the generational journey of a bunch of football players in the middle of nowhere, and the culture and the cross-state pride, the intrastate pride, I guess, and how it binds us together. And so, man, where's the story of Nebraska football at right now, do you think?
You know, I was actually reflecting on that this week, knowing that we were going to record, and I feel like I'm kind of surprised at how quiet things are right now. Like, if you go on Twitter, there's plenty of talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
there's
like...
Always plenty of talk.
Yeah, I feel like we're in, like, just hibernation mode as a fandom. Like, people are not talking about Husker football. Like, you're not going to the grocery store and talking with your neighbors about what's going on or what the latest scuttlebutt is. I feel like it's been quiet, you know?
And yeah, I think people are waiting to see what happens, right?
Mm-hmm. And I imagine we'll hear a little bit more chatter over, you know, over the next, certainly this next week and over the next few weeks. But I just come back to our last episode when I was saying, I think you were talking about this. You were saying something along the lines of, like, this time around, I think Husker Nation is just kind of like, all right, let's see what you got. There isn't that excitement of like, oh, we got a new coach. Here we go. It's time. You know, there's more of like a, okay, all right, we have a new coach. Here we are. I've been through so much. I'm just going to wait and see.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of like after some sort of relationship breakup where you're all of a sudden looking back and seeing all in the negative light, the things that were, and you're still in the honeymoon period to... Maybe mix metaphors a little bit. And so it's easy to see what's right, and you just don't know what's what until you see it on the field. But, you know, one thing that I think is really interesting is how much money and time previous coaches, multiple staffs have invested in things like the program to identify and nurture leaders on the football team. And it really feels like this staff has a lot of that stuff built in, like leadership development. They don't need to hire a bunch of ex-Marines to come and throw the players into a pool with their sweats on and make them take them off, put over their head to figure out who's what. They have these systems built in already, and they know their culture and they know what they want to get. So I think that's really interesting, just from a development perspective. I know Rule did a press conference a couple weeks ago as they were gearing up for this commitment week stuff and now spring camp. And he just is – if he can be successful at Nebraska, I feel like he's going to kind of become a leadership guru. Mm. I feel like he says all the stuff and you're like, oh, man, that's a great quote. I was listening and I was like, I need to text that to Mike, like that's – or tweet it or something. One of his quotes was like, he feels like a leader's job is to insert himself where he sees friction or something like that. And I was like, oh, that's, you know, I need to think about that. Yeah, I feel like he's got a great plan and it's very all encompassing and yet he's also flexible and adaptable. So it's, you know, I can already see how by late August, this fan base is going to be excited.
Mm.
And, you know, it's going to be, someone's going to say, I think they're a dark horse candidate for the West.
Yep. Hey, if they could say it about Frost with absolutely nothing to back that statement up, why not say it about Rule?
Yeah, well, he's got a track record now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised, you know, I travel a fair amount for work, mm-hmm. and I end up talking to a lot of Huskers when I travel. There's people who are excited. There's people who still don't know a lot about Rule.
Mm.
Yeah. So there is a little bit, like you were saying earlier, people are keeping their distance a little bit, maybe due to maybe purposefully, like, you know, you need to earn my trust, but maybe it's just because new habits have formed, like new neural pathways have formed.
Right. And, well, you know, honestly, when you were talking a few minutes ago, the image or the analogy that came to mind for me was like somebody who's been married and remarried a couple of times already, like getting into a new relationship now is kind of like, all right, here's some ground rules. Here's the kind of garbage I'm not going to put up with. I know what I'm getting myself into. So if you're going to be my head coach, there's some certain things that you need to do, you know? So, I don't know. I feel like, man, Pelini, Riley, Frost, Rule, all within 7 years?
Within a decade for sure.
Yeah, 2015-ish, 2014, 2015. Was when it all started. When it all started. It's when we started.
When it all started again.
Right. So, yeah. One thing I appreciated, and I know this is from several weeks ago at this point, but seeing him out on the practice field with all the snow, and he was wearing his shorts. So,
yeah.
That's a very Nebraska thing, is there's snow on the ground, you got your hoodie on, but you're still wearing your basketball shorts. Yeah. Drive past any middle school at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the wintertime in Nebraska, and you're going to see somebody doing that.
Oh yeah. Many somebodies. So I'm thinking about spring camp here.
Mm-hmm.
Practices every other week, spring game. I know you've already got tickets. I'm not sure if we have tickets. I'm still trying to figure out what that looks like.
Oh, really?
I'll be there.
Okay.
Wait, what are you saying about? Do you not have to? I thought you had tickets.
No, I was saying, I was like, I was quietly doing like, yay. Yeah. No,
oh, yay. I thought you were saying.
The whole fam's coming this time. So,
nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a family ordeal. It's going to be my niece's first time in Memorial Stadium. So that's going to be exciting.
How old is your niece?
She's going to be turning 3 this year. So.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Big step.
Mm-hmm.
Big day. So what do you hope to see or learn between now and the spring game, including the spring game?
Honestly, I don't know.
Lie to me.
Well, I could, but to be perfectly frank with you, I have the same attitude that I have every spring, which is we don't know anything until we see these boys take the field in the fall. And I know that's probably not like good content for a podcast, but... But I mean, what are we working with right now? How many quarterbacks do they have? Like, they got like 25 quarterbacks that they're sorting through.
Yeah, they got
so, and our top, what's that? Our top two guys have had shoulder surgery, so we're not going to know anything about the quarterback situation come April, you know. Yeah. So I think it's going to be more about, I'm going to be more interested in just what the coaches are saying and what they're doing and how they're able to explain that to the fan base over the next month. Like, I want them to show us, hey, here's what we're doing and here's why it's different.
I feel like Rhule has made it apparent that he and his crew have watched like everything from before. And every once in a while, I feel I don't feel like he's ever been negative towards Frost and company. I don't feel like he's ever been condescending, but I do feel like every once in a while, he'll slide in hints about what he thinks was wrong.
Mm.
Like he'll say just, this last press conference I was talking about, which I don't know if that's even the most recent one, but he was saying, it's a really fast group. It's a really strong group. It's a really competitive group, but they don't always get all the details. Like they have struggles doing the right things twice in a row, which, you know, any 18 to 22 year old is going to struggle with. So, you know, that big a deal. But you know, when you're looking at a team that tended to choke in new and creative ways, if you can't do the details, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, which I just feel like every new coaching staff, and maybe we say this every time we talk now, but every new coaching staff always emphasizes the deals and the details and technique and foot placement and hands position and your first step and all that. I feel like you always hear those things. So maybe that's just what you say when you're new, but yeah, I feel like you catch those hints every now and then.
Mm. Where'd that whole thing about like the charter jet was messy come from? Was that something that Frost himself said?
I thought that was a moose.
Was that comment. A moose thing? Okay, it's just so odd. Maybe I'm hung up on Frost a little bit more than I realize. But
yeah, well, yeah, maybe we all are. I mean, we were. I don't want to say we were in love, but
no, there's a little.
We
bit
were
of that.
we were all very excited about Mr. Frost. Fedoni also made a really interesting comment. This is again 10, 15 days ago about being with the new staff. It sounds like he loved Becton. So that's, you know, I haven't really heard anybody say they're happy to get a new coach, but it sounds like he really liked Becton, and Becton was great. He was, you know, the one offensive staff member that didn't get fired by Frost when he cleaned house. But he talked about sometimes coaches will love a guy and play him because they love him and not necessarily because he's the best to get played.
Mm.
And so my first thought on that was of like the McGowan brothers on the basketball team, which you probably don't even know what I'm talking about.
I have no clue. Zero.
But I just thought that was maybe revealing too about you make promises to a guy and you got to get him in the game. And I don't know. That just seemed really revealing. Mm. I'm really eager to see what's going to happen here. It's so funny to see the transition at Nebraska contrasted with the transition at Colorado.
Mm.
And, you know, there's two cultures being built right now. And both off of, you know, fired coaches from bad teams. People were arguing about which was the worst in Division I football last year. I think we finished strong and kind of, like, shut that talk up.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it's going to be real interesting when these two programs meet.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, do we know anything about our schedule for this year?
Yeah, it's all out there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Times aren't set.
Oh, that's why I was seeing the TBA stuff. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think we talked about this on the last episode. We're playing Colorado week two.
Yeah.
Can we? Okay, yeah, no, I don't want to retread. I'm pretty darn sure we had that whole discussion of, like, can we please get back to playing nobody for the first week? Please, week one, can it be a blowout that gets us stoked?
The good old days.
Yeah. We're starting the season with two away games. It's ridiculous.
There is a really decent chance that I will go to the Minnesota game.
Ooh.
It might be in the area.
Okay. You know, if there's a time to go to Minnesota, August seems like possibly the best option.
Definitely. The North Woods in the summer, late summer especially, early fall, gorgeous. Mm. But the one thing I'm really bummed about that is being up there means I will miss the volleyball game at the football stadium.
That's happening?
Yes.
I only pay attention to football, dude. I only pay attention to football.
Oh, man. They're playing the volleyball game against UNO in the football stadium
on
the 30th.
UNO? Like University of Nebraska at Omaha?
Yeah, and then Wayne State is going to play UNK earlier in the afternoon. And then a yet-to-be-announced national recording artist is going to play a concert afterward.
What?
Mike!
What?
How do you not know these things?
I check out in the off-season, man.
You clearly have way checked out.
I think I remember seeing, like, something about, like, a big announcement, and then I just never saw it.
Well, I appreciate your commitment to checking out.
Man. Okay, so a national recording artist.
I thought you watched the news. That was on the news?
Was it?
Yes!
You're
not allowed to cut this part of the conversation when
you edit. I'll leave it in. There's somebody out there that's like me that's like, I guess that's happening.
I don't know who they are. That listens to our program?
Maybe. Maybe.
Hey, if you're listening to this podcast, and this is the first time, like Mike, that you learned about the volleyball game, please tweet at us. I'm really curious. I don't know if we'll give you a special prize or not, but or email huskerpod@gmail.com. Would love to know if Mike is the only person in Nebraska.
I'm not the only person in Nebraska. I promise. I promise you I'm not.
All right.
And you can't do a Twitter poll because the people on Twitter are more plugged in than the average Joe.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to miss it because I'm going to probably be up in Minneapolis. Wouldn't it? I mean, that could be a sellout because.
Oh yeah, if they got a concert, yeah.
Yeah, I think people will come from across the state. I mean, when the volleyball team plays outstate, like those things sell out instantaneously. Mm-hmm. Like there's lines down the block to buy the tickets. That could be amazing.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin will never catch that one.
So how did Nebraska basketball do this year?
They were kind of hot late. They lost a key game down the stretch to kind of kill their momentum, but still I think won what like five of the last six, and finished this season I think 16-16 in the regular season, and then just played a real clunker against last seed Minnesota, who we had just beat in the previous week or two, and lost in the first round of the Big Ten basketball tournament. And then I think we were maybe like the first team out or the second team out of the NIT.
So, wow.
We'll see if KSA sticks around.
So basically, you just confirmed for me that... No, I don't want to be mean.
What?
I only care about football, man. It's my sport. I like baseball. I'd go to a baseball game. I've actually never been to a Husker baseball game.
Oh, we should go. I could take my kids. I could take my older kids, and you could come, and that'd be fun.
I'd be up for it.
Come on down to my house, and we can drive over together. We can meet there.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Maybe before the spring game sometime. That way, when we do our preview, I can share my thoughts, my review.
Wait, you mean like the same day?
No, I mean, no. Like, sometime before the spring game. So, basically, sometime over the next month, maybe. I don't know.
Gotcha.
Because I could probably sneak out on a weekday. I don't know. I know you're all over the place, though. It'd probably have to be according to your schedule, but...
Yeah, if we just schedule it out right now, it'd work.
Yeah. Anyway.
We'll do that offline.
So, hey, everybody. My name's Mike, and I like Husker football, and that's it.
And that's all. Dun-dum-dum. Is that a song?
Well, are you doing going with Spatula City? Spatula City, we smell spatulas, and that's all.
That must be it. My wife referenced that the other day. I was so
proud.
Oh,
wow.
Because I've showed the family that video.
Did you see Weird?
Not yet. Did you? You did.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We need to get together with the other mics and see that.
That'd be fun.
That'd be really fun.
Yeah.
Good old Weirdo.
It's okay. I think it's all right.
My oldest was like, why is he called Weird? I was like, I think he picked that name for himself. I don't think we're not being mean by calling him Weird Al. Like, I think that was that he wants to be called that.
Yeah. I'm the weird one.
Is that a line from?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's from the original Funny or Die sketch, too.
I don't know that. Oh. About that. I'm not familiar.
Oh, really? Oh, I'll that's send that
a
to
weird
you.
Weird Al, Funny or Die?
Yeah, that's basically where the movie came from, is they did a little 5-minute, fake movie preview.
Maybe I have seen it.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, we're drifting pretty far afield, so do you want to just like bail on the football conversation and talk about something else?
I mean, we could.
Have you read or listened to or seen anything interesting recently?
I mean, I'm all in on The Mandalorian season 3. That's what I'm watching right now.
Yeah, me too.
Did you watch the third episode?
I did.
All right. Spoiler talk in case anybody hasn't seen the third episode. More like Mandaborian, right? Ugh. Okay, no, that's not fair. It was the first live action Star Wars anything that to me felt like a Clone Wars episode.
Oh, I can see that.
It felt very much like whoever would write a Clone Wars episode like 10 years ago. Or I guess at this point, 10 years ago. Yeah. That translates like one for one into what we watched this last week. I just felt like it was very interesting.
Funny story about Mandalorian and Nebraska basketball. Uh-huh. I was listening to the end of what turned out to be the last Nebraska basketball game, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And there was 2 minutes left and it was really close. And I was like, man, this is so miserable. And I was like, you know what? We're going to lose or we're going to win. And it really doesn't matter if I listen to the last 2 minutes. I'm going to watch the Mandalorian episode that just dropped. And so I did. And we lost.
Yeah. But go ahead.
Oh, I want to commend to you and everybody listening, especially if you live in eastern Nebraska or travel to Omaha on occasion. I had the opportunity to go this week to a new art museum in the Exarban area called the Samuel Bach Museum. Which he is an artist. I think he's 92. He was born in Lithuania in the late 30s and is a survivor of the Holocaust. He was at a concentration camp.
Oh, I saw some of the pictures that you posted. Yeah.
Yeah. And he is an artist. He's a painter and has just been incredibly prolific. Is that redundant? Incredibly prolific. And I'm not sure how he got connected to UNO. But he's donated like 500 pieces.
Wow.
And they just opened the studio last month in February in Exarban, right there by Stinson Park, just across the street from the Baxter Arena. And it's amazing. It's really cool. He uses a lot of themes from classical art as he's kind of showing how the world was upended, and it's like, what does it all mean anymore in light of something as horrible as the Holocaust? It's heavy stuff. I mean, this is not, you're not going to walk out of there.
Let's go get ice cream. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's heavy stuff, but it's really good. And one of his most famous paintings that's when you walk in is kind of featured on the back wall is called, I think it's called Creation of War or something. And it's from the Sistine Chapel, you know, you have God giving knowledge to man, with the fingers connected. Only instead of man, it's like a refugee on a pile of refuse and a blasted out building. And God is like this negative space image where there's a gap in the wall that's in the shape of God. And there's like a glove for the hand hanging there. And it's so this empty space. And then in the background, there's like a smokestack from, I think it's Auschwitz.
Mm.
So it's just it's heavy. And
yeah.
But the guy's, he's still living and he's still painting. And he's there. There's this permanent, I think they're going to build a space for it on campus. And so this is, like 3 years they're going to be in this space for now, but go check it out. It's free. I think it's open Wednesdays through Sundays And it's amazing.
Cool. Yeah.
The Mandalorian's good too.
Yeah. I was like, how do I transition away from that? I don't. Oh. Most recent movie I saw. Oh, I saw a movie in the theater for the first time since the pandemic started.
Really? I still haven't done that.
Wow. I mean, I went and saw a movie at the drive-in last summer. I don't know if that counts. But
no, like, not quite. Was, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
What'd you see?
I saw the Jesus Revolution movie.
Oh, I've heard good things.
Yeah. It's you know, it's a good movie, but it's kind of one of those by Christians, for Christians type movies. So it's not the kind of thing where I would necessarily recommend it to somebody who is not already a person of the faith.
Okay.
But yeah. Sometimes there are movies like that where I'm like, oh man, I wish people would give this a chance. This one, I'm just kind of like, yeah, this is fine, you know, it's good. It got me thinking about how we do church at my church. So I'd say that that's good, that it was thought-provoking in that way.
Sure.
So for anybody who is not aware, this movie is kind of more of a, it's not a documentary, it's just like a historical drama based on the Jesus People movement of, what was it, early 70s, because I remember, what is it, that Expo 72 thing with Billy Graham is kind of a watershed moment. Just kind of a bunch of hippies get saved, and how the heck do we, how do we do church when a whole bunch of, like, stinky, barefoot hippies show up at our pretty straight-laced, conservative church, you know? And
that's cool.
You know, you got people saying we need to get them out of here. We got people saying, oh, we need to go all in.
No, this is what it's about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's cool.
So, just a good film, kind of they kind of gloss over some things to keep it squeaky clean.
Well, I mean, you can only do so much in 90 minutes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it was good. I hate throwing that for a Christian movie, but like, there are plenty of Christian movies where I've been like, nope, not going to tell anybody I saw that one. But yeah, this one's fine. This one's
cool.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. No, my folks saw it and were really excited about it. So I need to see it. I don't see movies in the theaters generally speaking.
Mm.
And actually my oldest, she's 8, actually got to go see Puss in Boots for a birthday party recently.
Oh.
And it was her first theater experience.
Mm.
She'd never gone before because, yeah, we've had little kids and
yeah, sure.
And then there was a pandemic. And the funniest thing is she really liked it. And she was like, you guys, can we watch a video of it tonight? I was like, no, honey, it's in the theaters. She's like, yeah, but like, I really want you guys to see it. And I was like, no, it's not online. It's not on the internet, honey.
You can't see
like,
it on.
They invested, the studio spent money to make the movie. And now they need to recoup that money by having people, and they think that having people go buy tickets is the best way to do it right now. And so eventually, and so it was kind of funny to the things that she had never thought of and you take for granted. And
yeah, dude, that's such a crazy thought that like kids today don't understand. They just, it's not, the paradigm is completely different.
Right.
The whole idea of like, you have to watch a TV show at a certain time does not exist anymore.
I feel like that it still does a little bit with, I feel like when Game of Thrones was wrapping up, that was still kind of appointment television because people are going to talk about things and there's a spoiler situation. I feel like that does add urgency. I don't feel it quite yet with The Mandalorian. I feel like that's maybe the closest thing right now.
Mm.
You know, because here we are recording 4 days after that episode dropped, and I feel like, I don't know, should we be talking about it? But you didn't really give any spoilers.
No, I don't think I discussed the content of the episode.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I'm just like, where is this going?
Yeah.
Why are we investing?
Well, we could start talking spoilers, but I'll stop myself.
Yeah, well, I'm just curious why we're spending time with the people that we're spending the time with and the place where we are. Like, why? What's coming? So anyway.
Well, you know, I'll never forget while watching Rebels thinking, what the heck is the whole purpose of this entire episode about space whales? And then there was a payoff with it. So sometimes they, you know, those Lucasfilm people, they know what they're doing. They know how to spin a yarn.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced they know what they're doing so much as, like, they saved it long enough and they're like, oh, hey, we could use that one thing.
Sure.
Remember? We could do a callback to it.
Oh, there was a lot of chatter online with the first episode of The Mandalorian. I forget the space pirate's name, but everybody was saying that, like, hey, that's like the Star Wars equivalent of LeChuck.
Really?
The mossy-looking dude who was all like, arr!
Like, he looked like the equivalent, or in some way, he like some other way?
More so than, yeah, yeah. I mean, there was a little bit of a resemblance with LeChuck.
I think the thought may have been triggered in the recesses of my mind. Yeah.
And he's a pirate.
Right,
and he's foiled by the Mandalorian. You know, there's a little bit of, you
okay,
know,
yeah,
there's an archetype that they're working with.
Sure, sure. Ghost pirate, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
Is this the part where you say,
I think, Justin, we're there.
I think we're there, yeah. Kind of lost the plot here.
It's like Star Wars. You know, there's a poetry to it. Our episodes rhyme.
Classic. I wonder if there's anybody who cares about our niche references.
There's got to be somebody out there.
Whoever you are, we thank you. You should be on our show.
If you like Monkey Island 2, like Monkey Island as well, not just Monkey Island 2.
Yeah,
if you like Monkey Island, the series, and know what the heck we're talking about, let us know.
We're asking for connection today.
Yeah. We miss you. We miss you.
It's good to be recording. I mean, Mike, I feel like we're busy guys, and for being great friends, like, it really does take a podcast episode to connect us sometimes.
Sure, yeah.
So it's fun to catch up.
Can we still be friends?
Yes.
Wasn't that the name of the podcast that you used to listen to?
I still do. Yeah, College Buddies. Yep.
Okay, that's what I was referencing.
They do a good job.
Asking in general. I'm not worried about the status of our friendship, Justin.
No, it's a good friendship, and it's a good podcast. That one. I can't speak for this one. You be the judge and jury.
And all right. Hopefully not the executioner.
Whoa, yeah, that got dark. But, Mike's killing us.
I mean, I'm talking about just, like, deleting the podcast from your app. Not, like, don't hurt us, please.
I mean, if you've kept it this long, why would you get rid of us now?
We don't need to be quite as clingy. Like, I can't talk anymore. It's about that time.
Now you're getting into,
Justin,
like, Star Trek.
It's about that time, Justin. I think we're there. Without further ado.
All right. Well, hey, go Big Red, Mike.
Go Big Red.
I don't know if we'll connect for right before the spring game, or maybe between now and then, or maybe
I'd
after.
Like,
I'm not sure. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll be touching base. You'll have a podcast from us in April for sure.
Yeah, what is today? March
18th?
18th? Yeah,
so
yeah.
This episode will be coming out a few days later. So, yeah, we'll see you next month.
Happy spring practice, everybody.
A Herd at Sports Network production.